Hi everyone, I'm Dave Chapman and you're listening to The Science of Social Media, a weekly podcast from Buffer.
And I'm Hayley Griffiths. Welcome to episode number 192, everyone.
This week, we're jumping back into our Buffer session on how to adapt your social media strategy and thrive in this changing time.
If you didn't catch part one, we released that last week, so feel free to jump back and start there. In part two, Buffer's Kevin Lee and Darcy Peters are again joined by Janet Mesh, CEO at Aimtel. In this episode, we join the session as they begin to tackle audience questions on a host of social media marketing topics.
Over the next 10 or so minutes, you'll hear Kevin, Darcy, and Janet answering a range of social media questions on topics like paid advertising and how to adjust budgets, to what's working on social video, and marketing with empathy.
Let's jump into the episode.
So I know we have a number of questions, and so I'll go ahead and pass it over to Kevin, and he can get into your questions.
Thank you, Darcy. Yeah, there's so many great questions over here. And this one, how can we get the best sponsored ads? That's an awesome question. Thank you for asking that one. Ads are, there's potential there at the moment because costs are so low. So one of the ways that I've thought about sponsored ads is we have used them to test different messaging for our website and for our value propositions, things like that. So we went on LinkedIn a few days ago and ran multiple tests there to see what's working and what's not, what's resonating with folks and what's not. So you can use ads for some very like lean tests to inform your business strategy and your value propositions, your messaging, things like that. I think another side of that would be to use sponsored ads to really put yourself out there and connect with people on a more personal level with the things that you're doing to help. If you have a COVID assistance program, or if you're an essential business that has services that you need to provide, or if you just want to build your brand up during this time by being present and helpful in people's lives, if it's connecting through community events or just talking with folks. I think all of those types of activities, they might not be the things you usually put money behind and pay a lot for out in the ad space, but I think it can be a really effective option for y'all at this time, especially with costs being lower than what they have been historically. Janet, would you have anything to add?
I think an interesting strategy is like retargeting. So, I mean, I know that I get retargeted a lot on social. When I say retargeting advertising, it's you're sending, like you're sharing ads that are valuable to your audience if they've come to your site already. Like if they've shown interest, they've downloaded content, they come to your website, they've engaged with you online in some way, then retargeting may be like an effective strategy instead of trying to like fill up the top of the funnel and then drill down again. It's more just like focus in the middle of the funnel now with your spend, and you may see a bigger impact. And you know, this is all new, and these like a lot more people are online, so there's a lot more competition, as Kevin has been mentioning, but it's something to consider in your strategy for this year.
Thank you, Janet. Yeah, great tips about that. So this question is about TikTok, which I've been spending a lot more time on recently. I don't know about anyone else out there. There's a lot of fun stuff on there at the moment. So the question is, would you recommend creating a TikTok account to engage with young people? And potentially those folks could turn into customers in a few years. Yeah, a couple of interesting things I think are happening on TikTok. So we're seeing it expand hugely over the last several weeks. And I think a couple of those reasons are because people are at home. TikTok lends itself to entertainment content in a way that the other social networks don't. There's some different social virality networking features that TikTok has that make connection a really big part of the platform as well. And because of all this, yes, there's still a lot of young people there. That's definitely the primary user base. But I would also say like it's kind of following the same trajectory as Instagram, where other demographics are becoming pretty significant on there currently, and it probably will be for the months to follow. So I do think there's still a potential to be on there to reach young people who eventually might become customers. But I also think your audience, if you have an older demographic or just a different demographic, they might be on there too. And it could be worth having a presence there so you can reach them and connect with them in a way that they're like looking for. I think the thing about TikTok is it's a very unique platform. So you can't copy something you're doing on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter and apply it like one-to-one to TikTok. So if you do go into TikTok, spend a couple of days like understanding how it works and the context and the ecosystem that you're joining, and then try to meet people where they're at there and not push messages too far. I think it's also okay during this time. There's a lot going on in your all's lives and marketing's lives. Like adding another social network to the mix might not be where you want to place your resources at the moment. So I think it's totally fine to just keep an eye on TikTok. If you do have the resources or capabilities or interest in doing that, go for it. But across the board, people are on social and they're on multiple social networks. So you'll be able to reach the same people one way or another. So this question in particular is thoughts on why amateur mobile video is quite hot at the moment, but new content platforms like Quibi, why they're struggling. Yeah, and maybe I might broaden this a little bit too. I think a lot of questions that came in were about how do you create content in this environment, both with remote teams, but also with different tools and quickly and iterate fast. I think that speaks to some of this question because amateur mobile video has been resonating quite a bit. We talked about live video and those different things being really popular channels at the moment. And from my perspective, I think one of the things that's appealing about that is that it feels more authentic and real when it's people just doing their best to get this content out there versus something that's very highly produced, something that might have been produced, you know, 6 months ago. I think people are very focused on the here and the now. And I think what more amateur, less polished content that we're making is totally okay and often performs really well and resonates really well. So as you're thinking of making that with your team, I think it's okay to give yourself plenty of grace and saying like, you know, we just want to get this message out there and people will understand if it's not super high polished. I think people are okay with it. They want to connect with you all and they want to hear your message. So that's kind of my take on that. I don't know, Janet, you have anything different to add?
I think it's interesting where, you know, we're just talking about TikTok and exploring a new channel, but there's a lot to explore with video on the existing channels where you are. So for example, on Instagram stories engagement is like exploding because people want that, what Kevin was just saying, that very real, you know, kind of like quick, like, you know, just it's definitely a little bit more casual. I even like look at my own, you know, activity using, like, definitely take a look back as for your content creator, like how you're interacting with the platform. I've noticed like my Instagram feed, I haven't like posted in a couple of months actually. And I was like, whoa, I need to get to post something there. But I realized I just use Instagram stories way more. And I'm engaging with like my audience on Instagram stories. And we're doing that for like our clients as well. And definitely recommend like kind of exploring Instagram stories and kind of make the ethereal content.
Great. I want to get to at least one more question. I think this one's from Damien. Thank you, Damien, for the question. Is company empathy on social perceived as authentic if it feeds into their business model? And I might kind of lump this one together with a few other themes I was noticing in the questions of like, what should you not be doing on social media these days? And what does appropriate empathy look like? How does this all kind of fit together? There's an interesting example that I just came across today of Amazon kind of shifting the way they designed their website to discourage people from purchasing non-essential items at the moment, which feels lovely and noble. But then you also look and see like Amazon is one of the companies doing okay at this time, and they're still encouraging like e-commerce because that's the core of their business. And so there is that interesting tension of you can send a really good message, but there's always going to be a way that people can spin that into, you know, this might have ulterior motives without fully knowing what's behind there. So from what I've seen, empathy is always going to be the right response. And I think we found that people are going to have a variety of different reactions to whatever you're doing out there. I think with our customer assistance program, we've been grateful that so many people have been very positive. We know it doesn't solve things for everyone, and there's going to be a variety of responses. But I think ultimately, empathy is going to be the right solution, even if it does feed into a business model. I think people want that connection. They want that authentic place. Thinking of what not to do, I think there's a few things in mind of like, be very conscious of your message and your tone and your creative. If it's very tone deaf to what's happening out in the world, if it's not reactive and responsive to the news that tends to change pretty quickly. I think those are probably the things I would stay away from. Janet, would you add anything to that?
Yeah, definitely. I agree. And that's kind of my pitchfork in my hand is I think that brands and businesses do need to be more empathetic to their customers and with themselves, you know, and having that drive their marketing strategy. So I think that, you know, there's so many like industries and companies and like so many people on here, like, from all different places that we can't deep dive yet into like what it actually means for you specifically. But when you're asking the questions like, how can we help? Like, who does this serve? Like, how do we serve through the content we're creating? But also thinking of the business, right? So to Kevin's point, it's like perfect. If, you know, you're not going to please everyone and not everyone is going to agree with what you're putting out there. But I think the flip side of that is really nice is that you're starting to kind of like see who your true customer is.
Thanks again to Kevin, Darcy, and Janet for that session. It's fun to hear that Q&A. There were some really great questions in there.
Yeah, that first question on sponsored ads was so timely. We've switched our ad strategy around a little bit lately just like Kevin mentioned. So we've been using ads to test out different messaging and see what's connecting with our audience right now. And the results from these experiments have helped us to think about what content to produce and how we share things with our audience.
Fantastic. What sort of thing have we learned?
So we're still quite early in the testing, but so far we've found that messaging around adapting, so that word adapt and adapting, it has outperformed anything else that we've tested. This insight got us thinking about how we can support our customers who are currently having to rethink so many things, their social strategies, maybe edit creative and find new ways to reach their audience.
That leads really nicely into another part of the discussion. I really enjoyed hearing Kevin and Janet discuss how to create content in the current environment. I can definitely relate to the point about amateur or less produced video resonating at the moment. I've certainly seen more of it in my feed. The manager of my local gym has recorded workout sessions from his back garden, and it's been really fun to see.
I've seen so many of those, and then also people teaching each other how to cut their own hair. So I think the most important thing right now is just to get your message out there. It doesn't need to be super polished or overly produced, so long as it's valuable. And as Janet mentioned, stories engagement is really high right now. So one of the best ways to reach your audience could be through authentic, unpolished content in stories. And something else that both Janet and Kevin touched on is focusing on existing channels. And that feels really important right now.
Definitely. Now might not be the time to jump into adding a new channel to your social strategy, especially when there's so much opportunity on existing channels right now. So if you're tempted by TikTok or by already network, maybe now could be a time to observe what's working there and then plan for the future rather than jumping in. I know at Buffer, we try to be super empathetic to everyone's productivity and energy levels through the COVID-19 pandemic, and we've adjusted our expectations for ourselves and relaxed some deadlines, you know, where appropriate. So maybe think about how taking on new projects or more channels might overstretch resources at the moment.
Absolutely. I think for some people too, they might find themselves wanting to work more because it's a nice distraction. And then of course, there's less separation between work and home if you're working from home for the first time. But I think balance is so important. And so we're trying to be really mindful of energy levels and avoiding burnout right now.
Thank you so much for listening, everyone. We'll be back with another new episode next week.